Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west is tuning in. And I want to thank all our global listeners. And we got about 16 now, and we're steadily growing. I want to thank everybody first in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, Nigeria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, and the latest to come on board is the Netherlands. So I'm proud of that, and I got a great show tonight because a lot of y'all out there always talk about you want to leave a legacy, and the best legacy to leave is something that you can refer to, you know, like writing your life story or whatever. And our guest tonight, she is an accomplished writer. She also has her own publishing company. She has dabbled a little bit into politics. This little lady, she is phenomenal. So first I want to introduce my co-host, Chris and Mark. Say hi to them, and then we're going to bring Barbara on board, and we're going to, you know, ask her some questions that's going to help you out. And you can go straight to her. You know, she got an all-package deal waiting for you. You know, she got the hookup. So how you doing, Chris? How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. Fantabulous.
Wonderful.
Big Papa's doing stuff here on the West Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of bragging because in California, I ought to throw a mud ball at his butt. You know, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm in California. You know, you might slide your little ass away.
I'm not doing that. Right.
Yes, but tonight our guest is Barbara Pierce. She owns a unique publishing company, and she does a lot of things, you know, and she will share with you all you need to know before the show is over. She will give you her contact information. Without further ado, we're going to ask her to come on. How you doing, Barbara?
Hi, Miss Terry. How are you?
I'm good, darling. It's good to talk to you.
And you too, always. You know, we go way back.
I know, but we ain't going to tell them how far back we go. They don't need to know that, but yeah. We go back a minute, you know, some seconds.
Okay.
So because I know a little bit more about Barbara, I'm going to allow y'all to ask the questions first. We're going to start with our youngest. We're going to start with Chris. You ask your question, and then we go to Mark, and I'll throw my question out there.
All right, Barbara, my name is Chris Michael Ward. Nice to meet you. My question
is... Hey, Chris.
Hello. My question is, I was looking at your Facebook page. You said you write kids' books. When did you first discover you wanted to do that?
Ever since I was in high school, and that's way back. We don't want to get into age and all that kind of stuff, but that goes like way, way, way back.
No.
I started in high school my freshman year, okay?
All right, yeah. Respect the age, of course.
Is that it, Chris?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, I wasn't sure you wasn't finished going there with it. Okay, Mark, you got your question. Jump in there, darling.
No, Barbara, I love the name of your publishing company, Unique. Is it pronounced Euphony or Euphony?
Yeah, I'm going to do you like you did me with the tea shop. It's Unique Euphony.
Okay. Unique what?
Unique Euphony. Unique Euphony. Euphony, the way that you use words, euphony.
Yeah, like, I hear a euphony. Remember that Supreme song?
Close enough.
But I love that. I love that. And so when you were a kid, you probably loved books and loved reading, and you must have, right?
Well, I have a very, you know, like Miss Terry said earlier, we all have a story, and my story is how I started. Is I was sneaking to the library because, man, the library was fascinating to me. You're talking about traveling around the world. I was only like 8, 9 years old, and I would sneak. It wasn't that far from where I lived in Newark, New Jersey, but I would sneak there, and I didn't have a card, so I couldn't check out books, so I would have to read while I was in the library until, you know, later on I was able to break it to my mom and say, look, Mom, I need a library card. And that's where I started. And the books that I was actually taking off the shelf was not children books. It was actually books of poetry at that age. I was loving poetry. Now, that's where I started, right? The children thing came like a little later on after my daughter actually got grown, and I guess I still had that child thing in me, you know. So that's when I discovered that I was more talented in writing children's stories. And after education, being in education for so many years, it wasn't that hard to do. So my first book that I did was back in 2009. It was called May I Have an Alphabet for Just One Day. That book is still selling today. It's probably one of my top-selling books, no matter how much I tried to top that book.
All right. You know, I think the reason that is, Barbara, is because we're trying to educate our children and things that are, you know, functional for their growth mentally. And a lot of times mm-hmm. people throw out that garbage, you know, and it's hard to find a book that's educational and by you doing alphabets, that's good. Now, I like Dr.
That's
Seuss,
right.
and all that, you know, but that's more like entertaining because I'm not going to see no mm-hmm. cat black and white, big with a red and white striped hat on because I'm going to beat him with a damn broomstick, you know, coming through my door, you know, so, you know, it deals with the reality.
That's right. Well, I'm having fun doing that right now, though. I'm doing a lot of those imaginary books right now, like the one that my book signing that's coming up on February the 3rd. It's uh-huh. A Bear in the Bathtub, and it's about these two little cute bears, Jake and Joey, and they're very imaginary. They want to be like humans, so they take these tours to different places. This is just the first book of that series, and it is awesome. It's a cute little book. It's not, you know, it's not educational, but it teaches you how to read, and that's what, you know, that's what it's all about. So sometimes we have to have fun. We do educational stuff, but yet sometimes we have to have those fun books too.
You have to, because, you know, kids, you know, their mind is very innocent and naive, so we got to deal with something that they can relate to. So I understand, truly. So, Chris, is there anything else you'd like to ask Barbara before we jump at her with all questions?
Oh, yeah, Barbara, I see that I was, again, on your Facebook page, because that's the only way I can really find you so far. I see that you're a fan of the OWN Network and Oprah. Have you met Oprah?
I have not met Oprah. Yeah, I would like to. Can you hook me up?
No, I can't. I wish I could, yeah. I wish I could.
I thought maybe I'll throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Oprah Winfrey used to live in Baltimore, and I met her when I was 16. And even then, you know, she was getting a lot of accolades because we worked for the news team there, you know. And I said hi because they said that's the late on news, and she was pleasant and everything. But who would have known, you know, out of all her personal headaches growing up, you know, she is who she is today. And that reminds me, you know, as far as you starting off with children's book. Was that something personal, or was that something that you felt like when you was going to the library back in the day that there was nothing that would interest you as a young person, so you decided to start off with a child's book opposed to jumping into something that was like for, you know, teenagers and older?
Right. I think what it is that what literacy to me starts when you're very young, pre-K, even before then, probably as soon as you're out of the womb to me. So I like to kind of reach things from the very beginning. I'm kind of that person that's always the original person, always the first of everything, the first of the elected school board, you know, the first president of the NAACP, female of the local branch. I always wanted to be the first. So I like to get everything from the very beginning. And I think that if we reach these kids from the very beginning and literacy, I mean, I feel like that's my ministry. So that's the reason why I started. After I resigned from education, you know, I still wanted to teach, and I thought this is a tool that I can use in order to reach kids. And I'm enjoying it. I mean, I have a passion for it. I enjoy it. And I just started producing books for other people that are children books. At first, I was selfish, and I was only publishing my books. So now I have opened
right.
it up, and I'm doing other children's books now. So that's kind of interesting. It kind of challenges me, too, because some of the stuff is very good out there. So I have to come back and say, you know what, I can do even better than that, you know. So it's kind of cool. It's just, you know, some things that you do in life that you discover every day that you can do better.
Well, I'm
going
to say something. I'll bring Mark on here. But I just got to say this. You know, I'm sitting here smiling. And the reason I'm smiling, because I'm listening to Barbara talk now. She told you she was from New Jersey, and I'm from Baltimore originally. Have you noticed
that she
talks fast like I do, and we got that same kind of attitude? I'm going to get mine. I want to be personal. Now I see people talk fast because I'm saying she's probably losing y'all too because I'm right on. I'm at home.
I know. They always tell me that when I was coming up. They say, why you talk so fast? I'm like, well, I got to get my thoughts out. I want to get everything out. I don't want you to miss anything, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, Mark. I just had to say that I was a bit smiling when listening to you talk, Barbara.
I thought when I get older, you know, I would slow down. But look, I get excited and I speed up just as much as I did when I was younger. I can't control it. I can't control it.
Don't
can't
try. Stop
the speed up.
Don't try.
No, Barbara, I think it's wonderful because we've had our past guests in the last couple of weeks. You know, you ask them a question, they'll say, yes, no, five. You know?
That loses me.
You can't get a sense of who they are, you know, without all that information. So I thank you for that. But what Chris Michael didn't tell you is that he helped write a book about Bette Midler. So if you want the hookup on Bette Midler, he's got it, and I've got the hookup on Diana Ross. She's an old friend of mine, as you know.
What?
So.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all need to hook up with me so I can do some children books on them. I turn them into some characters.
Okay. Oh. No, but it's Diana Ross's daughter. I just wrote a children's book. So anyway.
Okay.
Now, the question I have for you, though, is tell us about Princess Graham, who wrote Shadow, or the 11-year-old that wrote Shadow.
Yeah, Princess. Oh, my gosh. She has been such uplifting for our business because we have never even dreamt of having a child author. And what happened is I was at a school board meeting last year, and she was being awarded for her literacy prompt that she had gotten from a teacher, Shadows. And I was like, oh, my God, this light bulb came on. And I was like, you know what? I need to publish a book from a child. And I stepped outside. I talked to her mom. Her mom, she didn't believe me at first. She was like, okay, all right. I said, I'll tell you what, why don't we put her in our summer program, which is an arts program that I do every year. It's an arts camp where it's for dance and singing and creative writing and so on and so on. And so she went through that program while she was finishing up her book, and she did all her illustrations and everything. And at the end of that, I published it for her, and she got that book in her hand on her 11th birthday. And so she's been going ever since. In fact, she's gone way beyond me already. She's starting off so early. And she's already been on several talk shows. She has been a guest speaker, and we taught her public speaking in this camp. And she's going around to different churches and libraries. And just the other day, we found out that her book is in all the Chattahoochee libraries in the system. And so she's really growing really, really fast. And she's already on her second book, which is chapter book. And she's on the 15th chapter already. So we are very excited about that. And that's my ministry. I just want to uplift young people and let them get out there and show that they do have talents. And everybody has it. It's just that everybody doesn't know how to use it, or they just don't take the time to discover themselves. So everybody has a story.
Well, God bless you for that. I noticed in her video that she was kind of fumbling around for, you know, descriptions to talk about her book, but I'm sure she's more confident now. So,
oh, yeah, she's much more comfortable now. We have been working with her. I'm with Princess almost every single day. Sometimes she's even coming over to my residence and knocking on the door and say, can I come in? So we talk a lot. She's getting a lot more comfortable. Remember now, she's only 11 years old. Her mother's been very overprotective with her, so to speak, you know, making sure she's okay and everything, making sure she's doing her schoolwork. She's an A student, a straight A student. And so now she's getting out and around people and able to, you know, express herself. And it's kind of difficult. Sometimes it's kind of difficult for us as adults. So you can imagine an 11-year-old in front of a whole lot of people trying to express herself.
Wonderful.
Well, on that note, everybody, we need to take a little small break here. And we'll be back in two. And I want y'all to stay with us as we come back and learn more.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. Author Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He would not leave you.
The wild side, I knew this was real. gonna tell you words of love.
Well, welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry Lyle. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west for tuning in. But I just want to say to the people who live in Columbus, Georgia, in the Phoenix City area, a week ago, Monday, you might have heard about that 23-year-old guy, Jonathan Smith, who was in a car accident and one truck squeezed them into a tractor trailer, and the tractor trailer killed them, broke every bone in his body. This young man, he was one of the guys who was doing the renovations on my home. But if you got the time, tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Pine Hill Church in Phoenix City, Alabama, he's going to be funeralized, and I'm going to be there, you know. And he's on my Facebook page under videos. He had just asked his fiance to get married. He just got him a job recently at Fort Benning. You know, he had just stopped smoking cigarettes, stopped smoking marijuana, gave his life over to Christ. And, you know, this happened. So, you know, when I heard the news, the reason why they didn't bury him sooner because the police are still investigating, because the truck fled the scene. So they can't find the truck. So the other guy who was driving, he is just coming out of intensive care. So, and because his organ was failing. So, you know, this guy, man, I'm telling you, you know, he had that personality that when you see him, he kind of just felt like family, you know, because when I heard the news, I felt like, you know, whoa, you know, I felt like it was a personal loss. And now I think about all the things that he touched and worked on in my home, you know, such a good man, you know. So if y'all in the area, Phoenix City, Columbus, Georgia, you know, the mom, she's having a hard time trying to get money up for a headstone, and she's selling T-shirts and stuff, and or any donation that you can give at the church, you know, but it's going to be at Pine Hill, I guess it's a Baptist church. It's not around the corner from my own church. And it's in Phoenix City tomorrow, 11 o'clock. And get off of that. But let's get back to our guest. And we're talking to Barbara Pierce. She's a person who has written several books of her own. She also has her own publishing company. She also was instrumental with NAACP. I want to touch on that a little bit about that, because I myself used to be a member of the NAACP chapter. I'm not going to say which location, because, you know, when you got a lot of people out there listening, they try to find a lot of information about you that they use against you, sham you, take advantage. So I ain't put nothing out there. I just said that I belong, okay?
That's smart. Very safe.
I don't want to say that. You know, so tell us what you about for the NAACP, Barbara.
Okay, I started the NAACP way back in the 90s. In fact, I was the first female president of the NAACP here in 1996. Ooh, that's a long time ago. And, and at the same time, I was a school board member, which I was elected in 1993, the first elected school board here in Columbus, Georgia. So I feel good about it. There you go, two firsts right behind each other. And so I was as the president. But what was happening, Ms. Terry, what was happening is it was a conflict between the school board and the NAACP. You know, they were fighting each other. They had they were in court together, right? And so they were in court for litigation about the desegregation of the schools.
So
in other words, I was in between, because I'm on the school board and then I'm on the NAACP, and they're fighting against each other. I'm in the middle, so that makes me less effective on the school board, because they don't want to talk in front of the president of the NAACP. You know, they can't they can't strategize in front of the president, you know. So they would have these backroom meetings and everything without me. And so, you know, I was feeling that, hey, I got elected to represent because I'm the president of the NAACP. So I resigned, and I know I'll never forget, because they had it on the paper, chief resigns from the NAACP. That's me, chief, right? Okay. So anyway, so then I kind of like backed off a little bit, you know, and then I came back, and then my husband got very sick, and then I backed off again. So when I came back as the second vice president. That's what I am now, the second vice president of NAACP and the education chair. So there's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of controversy that are going on with the NAACP right now, but I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there and hopeful, and don't really want to get into it right now, but it's a lot. You're going to see a lot of changes in the next few months.
But, you know, I'm going to say this real quick before I let Chris ask his question. You know, I'm glad they segregated the I mean, I'm glad they opened up everything for everyone to attend, because choirs kept, you know, it's the truth. People know that when you was in a community where there was pretty much just black students, you know, the material was usually old, outdated, you know, and they forcing all the doors to be open, you know, so our kids can get a good quality education. It just makes me angry, because we got so many kids today, they don't even appreciate the fact that y'all can go to school for free and get an education.
That's right.
You don't have to go to a private school. The public schools are getting better and better, and we got
That's
these
right.
teachers out here who's loving on your kids, trying to impart that education. And these young people, they're going in there for show. They're showing too much of themselves. They're going up there to be mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not learning nothing. And I ain't saying everybody like that, because a lot of times the fault belongs to the parents. Because when that child come home from school, if you're not there saying, let me see your homework, if you're not there making sure they're doing their homework legible so someone can read it and stand on top of them, you kind of like the fault too, because kids ain't supposed to go to school. They have the teachers as a babysitter for them to come home, and you out
That's
there
right.
you hiding out in the room playing video games. Wrong answer. That's why we got a whole lot of stupid kids out here doing stupid things.
There you go. That's exactly
Amen.
Right. That's,
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
I just had to put that out there, but go ahead, Chris. You go ahead, jump in there with your question, darling.
All right, my question is, you know, I don't know if you like to talk about politics. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable, but have you thought about writing like a kid's book, like a funny political kid's book, or a cartoonish kind of book where people can laugh at the current political administration?
Yes, I have. I pretty much used now I use my children books to express a lot of things that I want to express. But I think that if we do it through children books, then the children can understand what's going on, because the children need to understand. They are future, so they need to understand too. And sometimes you have to come down on their level so that they can understand the process or the political process. So, yeah, I am working on some children books that are politically correct. Okay, so I am
okay, you
that.
Can start by saying, I never knew about politics until I heard it on the news. This man used to build hotels, and now he's a country fool. They call him Dr. Trump or whatever. You can start right there, because he's a nutty. I'm just saying.
Exactly. I tell you, I'm going to call you on that one. I'm going to call you. Why don't you do that? Hey, look, we're going to
have a lot of
that's going to be Butler and Terry right there. I like that. That's cool. That's exactly what we're talking about. We're probably going to be all over the news and everything. It's going to become such a controversy. But anyway, hey, sometimes you have to get out there, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah. So they need to lock President Trump's mouth up, because
yeah, don't give him no more names. Don't give him no more names.
Yeah, because he's speaking so much rhetoric. Make any sense, you know.
He ain't no doctor.
Don't give him too much.
He ain't no doctor.
No
yeah,
doctor.
Yeah.
No sir.
Dr. Foolery.
No sir. So now you know who I didn't vote for, right?
I know that's
yes,
why I'm saying, but you know, I voted for Obama. You know, you ain't got to like my political views, and I ain't got to like yours. But as you see, the guy who's in charge, he done messed up for you and for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially for
so
us.
It's nothing
that's
personal.
Right.
Just listen.
I voted for Clinton in that past election. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I did too. I did too, and I voted for him again. I'll vote for President Obama again. I'll vote for either one of them.
Yeah, me too.
But they talk about, yeah, you know, Mark, they talking about Michelle Obama should run for president. Oh, no, ain't no way she is going to run for president, and because she's going to say, y'all dogged out my husband and disrespecting me.
That's right.
You know, why should I do that? You know, I wouldn't if I was her. I wouldn't even entertain that, because, you know, they're so disrespectful to Obama. I mean, in the beginning, where they have these lines of dignitaries, and you go down and you shake people's hands. They got to him when you shake his hand. You know what I mean? They let people come into the White House. Where's security at? You know, when they're having a private dance and everything. So, you know, ain't no way. She ought to leave that alone. Now, Oprah, if she want to go for it, she got my vote, you know, but I wouldn't.
But she said absolutely not. She said absolutely not. So I don't know if she'll change her mind between now and then.
Well, maybe Hillary ought to try again, because now they see that they let him.
No, come on.
You know, I win this time.
He said no.
I don't think so.
go in there with dark hair and come out with white hair.
that was Trump, yes. That, I mean, that was Obama, yes.
Go ahead, Mark. I see you sitting back there nice and quiet. Bless your heart. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, no, I'm listening to you guys. That was so much. That was so entertaining.
Okay.
tell us about Dr. Barbara Jean Weaver, from who wrote Poverty for Purpose, one of your success stories.
She is awesome. She's an awesome person. She's a down-to-earth person.
Tell us about her book.
Her book is basically about her story, how she came up. I mean, she came up raw. I mean, you know, really country atmosphere, not having much of anything, having both parents and everything, but just not having a whole lot of anything. Had a few setbacks, had now had one child, and just was struggling there for a minute, and all of a sudden, she just bloomed into the person that she wants to be, and that's a doctor of education. I actually work for her on Thursdays. I teach media reading over there every Thursday to a group of third graders, and so she's a swell friend. I was so blessed and honored to do her book for her. Her book is doing very well on Amazon, but she's really a cool person.
Where did she get her doctorate? Doctorate in what?
Doctor in education. She's a principal.
Oh, okay.
She's a principal
okay.
at Martin Luther King Elementary School. Martin Luther King Elementary School is also the school that I named back in when I was on the school board, when they said that they wasn't going to name any more schools after Icons. Well, I begged them the difference. I walked the street, got 500 signatures, came back to the school board. I said, how can you not name a school after Martin Luther King? And everybody raised their hand. So I feel very, very, very blessed with that. And back when his family came to present his plaque and his photo, I was there. I was the guest speaker there. So that school is my pet peeve. And I when they asked me to come over there to teach media reading, I was like, oh, yes. You know, so I feel like I'm at home over there.
You know, a little tidbit, Barbara. My uncle was the first Hispanic principal in the San Diego Unified School District.
Okay.
Very
awesome.
First. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. He was an Air Force pilot. He's deceased now, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego
got a little history there. Okay, you got a little history.
They named an elementary school after him, and we all went to the opening, and it was so wonderful to see him honored like that.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, I don't have a school named after me yet, but I do have my names on several plaques. I think 8 elementary school plaques in the main library plaque, because I was a chairperson of the library committee. So every time I go into that library, man, I feel really good. You see a plaque that's there that's going to be there long after I'm gone. In fact, I had a nephew that was here from New Jersey that was attending school here, and he was going up to the rotunda, and he looked over, and he went in his pocket and pulled out his phone while he was with his class and said, Aunt Barbara, is this your name on the plaque? I said, boy, if you don't put that phone away, I'll kill you. I'm very proud of it, and I think he was too.
Well, yeah, you're going to get a plaque in heaven, dear. You're going to get a plaque in heaven. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Well, I'm gonna get on a topic real quick about things that I think people want to know. Now, you know, I have a lot of books out there, and a lot of people ask me, how do you write a book? Now, you know, my opinion might be different from Barbara's, but what I always tell a person is that, you know, if you got a tape recorder, record all your memories, have other people record your memories, you know, and then once you got those recorded, you turn those into chapters, and then you put things in logical order, and then, you know, then you find someone if you want illustration and or publication, then you go to that route, but do your homework. Don't throw your money at the first person, because there's a lot of prices, and a lot of prices are high. I found out a little too late. Thank God for this show. Now I have different guests who have given me information that I wish I knew then, when I was kicking out $5,000 a pop for a book. Suggestions do you have,
Miss Terry? Can I invite you to my publishing seminar? I definitely want you to be a speaker there, because you got it going on, girl. And I want you to speak to them and encourage them how to go about doing books, because they need to hear from different angles, because we have different opinions and different ways of approaching it. But I like your way; it's really nice. I'm still going to share that information. I just want you to know.
And I get suited and booted and bring my little cutie butt up there, so will you?
Hey, you still got the colored hair? You still got the colored hair?
That's right. Talking about trash on that. Hey, no one And can you give them some prices about your company in case they shopping around? And, you know, do you have any certain kind of deals?
I do. And I have one that's been going on now for, like, maybe the last 6 months. And what we do now, and like I said, this is a guerrilla ministry. I mean, I'm not, like, trying to get rich or anything because I'm pretty comfortable. But what I do is that we have these publishing seminars, and they're quarterly. And if you go for 3 months, it's 2 hours per month. It's only $75. It's $25 a month. I actually publish a book for you for free. The only thing that you may have to pay for is illustrations. And I have in-house illustrators that do it and go along with what we do. And then we have outside illustrators that they have their own prices and stuff that, you know, you have to work with them as far as getting your book covers or your illustrations together. It's better to work in-house because I can deal with them. They work for me, so I can deal with how they get paid and everything. So, but if you go through, we have had so many books published this month, mostly poet books, that we'll be having a book signing on the 24th. Is that they went through that program, they get a certificate at the end, and we usually have it at the Mildred Terry Library here in Columbus, Georgia. Now, there are people that are other places that say, well, how do I do that? I can't, you know, show up and everything. Well, I have packages for them, too, but they need to call me because everyone is customized. Everybody's not the same. Every two people are not the same. It depends on the book, the style of the book, the cover. It depends on a lot of work that has to go into the book. So they usually can start off with anywhere from $250 to $1,500, okay? Yeah.
But you know something, that's very important to people listening that, you know, it's very important that you leave a legacy, and it doesn't have to be a legacy of information you told somebody or doing things a certain way. You know, like far as, for instance, write down the history of your grandparents, because the older we get, some things will start getting, you know, a little faded. You know, sometimes you might have Alzheimer's and can't remember a lot of details, but while you got people still living in your family or people are still talking, write stuff down because your grandkids, their kids is going to come along and they're going to know about your history. You ain't got to get a DNA test to see who your ancestors are. You'll have a book that says My Family Tree, you know, and talk about, you know, what your great-grandfather, what your great-grandmother did, you know, and put that stuff down, man. You know, anybody can write a book because it's your personal story. We all got a story. So don't think nobody want to hear about what you go through. Maybe they might want to hear about grandma's recipes. Maybe they might want to hear about, you know, how, you know, you was not putting the money in church when you went to church and got your tail whipped. I'm telling them my own personal experience. You know what's that? You know, how the groupie
thing. Yeah, everybody, you're right. Everybody does have a story. And at our last study that our publisher's seminar, what we did for the first half hour is that they had to actually write a poem. And now some of these people have never picked up a pencil before. They've just been interested, and that's why they came. So they had to write a poem. And then after they've written the poem, they had to stand up and talk about where did they get the idea and, you know, what the poem was about. And what they discovered is that, like you say, everybody has a story. And everybody that can read and write has it in them. It's just that some people don't use the gift that God gives them. They don't realize that they have them. So that's what I try to do. I try to expose to them that everybody can do it. You just got to want to do it.
Everybody has talent. That's the truth.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. So I'm going to jump over here and let Chris ask you a question, baby.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Where can people find you? I mean, you're on Facebook, but are you on Twitter? Are you on Instagram? How else can people find you?
Yes, we have on Twitter. We have Instagram. We have everything that you possibly can ask. But the most exposure that we have is our website, and that's www.uniqueeuphonypublishing.com. That's where you see everything, the events, the books, the prices. The bookstore, and we're building some other pages on there. We have this magazine, this youth resource magazine that we have on there, and what it does is it's enhancing parental involvement, where we talk about what's going on not only in our city but cities around the country. We have a new beauty fashion magazine that's coming out the 1st of March called Boutique and Beauties, and we'll be going up the East Coast and interviewing models and cosmetics and plastic surgery, and we're going to be doing a lot of things. I am I'm a single woman now. I have no children at home, so I'm just going to explore.
Ain't mad at you. Go for a girl. Shoot, if I'm free, I might want to explore with you.
There you go. There you go. Come on now. Come on, Terry. We grown. Let's do this.
Go behind the scenes on these little shows. That's the one that's coming out right now with Betty White. She's a clean-up woman.
Right.
You want to go to that?
All right, then. Let's do it. I think I answered it.
Did she answer the question? Oh, yeah, she answered it pretty good. She was awesome. I was just letting you guys talk. Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, I love to run my face. We got to break in there sometime. But go ahead, Mark, because I'm going to let you talk, too, because I love to run my face.
I just want to know what you like to do for fun.
Oh, this is what I do for fun. This is what I do. What I'm doing now is I like to travel. Okay, don't get me wrong. I love to travel and I love to eat. I love to go out to different restaurants, explore different restaurants. But this is what I love to do. I love to do. I love entertainment. I love radio. I love to write. I mean, I love to see other smiles on other people's faces. When I give them those books for the first time and they have never seen themselves in a book, man, that makes me feel, it makes me feel so awesome. I can't even express it. I'd be like almost crying with them. I just did last night. I presented a book to Mr. Tyree Brown, and it was his first time. And since he was about to give up and move from Columbus, Georgia, back to the Carolinas, because he just said, it was hopeless here. And one of my church brothers introduced him to me, and I told him, I said, look, I'll publish a book for you, put you in business and everything. And I tell you, he has changed his mind. He has met a young lady within the circle. And he is doing so fantastic, and I am so proud of Mr. Brown. If you're listening to Mr. Brown, and I know he is because he's a great supporter of mine, I am so proud of you. So that's what I'll do. That's what makes it fun to me, Mark. It makes it fun to see other people happy and that I can do things to other people to enhance their talents.
That's where you get your fun. That is so wonderful, Barbara, so wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And you're right. About relationships that you have with people, it's not about always the finances that you got in your pocket. Most of the time, is how you deal with people, how you treat people. So that's good to see someone else smile. It makes you feel good and makes you stop worrying about what's going on in your life.
That's right. And Miss Terry, we are going to be doing another Voices. I know that years ago, I think it was 2010, I did my first play. Musical that I did at the Liberty Theater, and you were there. Your daughter was in the play. Well, we're getting ready to do another one this summer, and so we're going to be a part of that. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. I was trying to ask you in a nice way, but I'm glad that you did.
I just come on out there. I love putting my name all over the place. I want people to know my name. My name, like Gainey. Oh, she gained some stride.
We have a whole new generation now. This is Voices 3. Now, that was the first Voice that we did. This is Voices 3 that we're doing. That book is also on the website, Voice 3 is, and it's awesome because it's these young spoken word artists that have contributed their poems and stuff to this book, and so now we're going to be working on the musical, and I'm excited about that too. I'm excited about everything. Looks like, I guess.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. And just so you know, I do have a guy that I know who do the videos. Like, he did the video for one of my commercials, and he do all that. But yeah, he's very reasonable. So his name is Money. Go figure. His name is Money. I can introduce you to him after the show is over. Give me the hookup
because
want everything to look like it's like not no class B. You want something to look like just movie quality videos. And that's how he does it.
If you ever see my
head exposed the video, the commercial, you'll see it's top notch. He do an awesome job.
Good. Please introduce him to me.
You got that, baby girl. You got that. And matter of fact, I'm going to take a little small break, and this is one of the videos that he did himself. So you're just going to hear the audio, but this is the video he did. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Okay.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey,
how you doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been. Yes. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now. There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
feel like I'm my own guy. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Come on,
hush. Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Other times I wonder, there's no peace of mind, yeah. Ooh, I'd like to know what you feel for me, should I? Is it really real, or is it just a lie, yeah?
about Back in the Time, Gregory Abbott. I got a feeling that is over. We had a wonderful night here with our special guest, Barbara Pierce. And real quick, because we got like 4 minutes on the clock, we're going to let Barbara Pierce tell us how to reach her, and she's going to spell out her website so y'all don't miss it, because she got these deals going on right now, and you might want to jump up on there. It's time to save some pennies, and she give you that opportunity. She got a lot to offer. So, Barbara, show them how to reach you, darling.
Okay, so this is Barbara Pierce. It is unique, www.unique, UNIQUE, euphony with an EUPHONY, publishing.com. Or you can call me at 706-577-3197. And those are the two ways that you can get in touch with me.
Or you can befriend her on Facebook, Twitter.
That's right. That's
on
right.
LinkedIn. And she said that she was single, but she said she don't want no busters, no scrubs, none of that. She
that's
wants
right.
somebody
that's
got
it.
A vision, got some money in their pockets, and she ain't
there
talking about she wants the dollar.
I love
bills,
you,
Terry.
I love you.
No, the C notes. Come on now.
And they don't have to be in town. Now they could be out of town. We could do a distance thing too.
Hello, hello, hello. The place is in trouble. baby, we so enjoyed you, Barbara, here tonight on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any personal shout out you would like to give out? And then I'm gonna let my co-host give you a personal shout out. And then we're going to take this thing
well,
home.
Yeah, I want to shout out to my daughter and my granddaughter. And I know they're waiting on me right now. They're supposed to be coming by. But listen, I just want to remind everybody that I have a book signing this coming Saturday, coming at 3 o'clock at Alfie's African Treasures, which is 2900 University Avenue. It's going to be at 3 o'clock. And it's a bear in a bathtub, but I'll have all the rest of my books that will be on display, too. A lot of times when you have these book signings, they come and buy the book from back in 2009. And that's cool, too. I ain't mad at them.
That's right.
But yeah, that's a...
Okay.
Yeah, so why don't you tell me your daughter's name so she can hear your name? Oh, boy. I know you got a daughter, beautiful young lady.
Hi, Latavia. Hi, Nefertari. Latavia Pierce Williams and Nefertari Williams. She's a straight-A student. I mean, she has her own business. She started at 12 and a half years old, and so you may want to interview her. She's those Looty Monster Incorporated. She's doing excellent.
That's wonderful. I'm so proud of you, your granddaughter. Okay, well, Chris, anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I don't know if I've ever done this, but I want to give a shout out to all of our global listeners who keep us on the air. Shout out to all of them, and shout out to anybody else who listens to us. Yes.
Thank you, Chris. Wonderful shout out. And you, Mark?
Well, of course, to Ms. Barbara, because she's been so wonderful that I really enjoyed this. And I also want to give a shout out to downstairs, a mudslide victim of Santa Barbara County. You know the mudslides here in California?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That we had this past week? There's a mudslide family staying down below me that didn't have lost their home. So they're staying with relatives. And I've gotten to know them, and their whole experience is heartrending. Can you imagine having your whole home wiped out by mud?
No, I can't, but stay in our prayers,
terrible.
Darling.
Yes. Yeah, keep them in your prayers, you guys. Thank you, Barbara, dear.
You're welcome.
Well, I love you all, so we're going to take this home right now. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs. Just say no. It's okay to be
broken.
All right, then. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I remember.